As one sport gets underway, another ends its season tomorrow night. And it's a dramatic matchup in the NCAA men's basketball final. Three-time champion Duke will face Butler University, a school with about 4,000 students and no Final Four appearances until this year. The champions may change, but the end of the tournament remains the same. And for the past 24 years, it has ended with this song called One Shining Moment.
The ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star.
CBS Television uses this song behind a montage of some of the tournament's most inspiring moments. College basketball fans look forward to it all year, and they're passionate about this version of the song, performed by the late Luther Vandross. But this year, Luther's out, and Jennifer Hudson is in. Producer Phil Harrell looked into the history of One Shining Moment and why some fans are crying foul.
The time is short.
Okay, it ain't Beethoven, but something special happens when this song meets those clips. A player rises up in slow motion to hit that last-second three-pointer. His team surges from the bench to meet him in a mad embrace, and the song surges right along with them. Well, even the most hardened sports fan gets a little leaky during that one shining moment.
1 second, the long desperation by Gavin! Oh,
CBS producer Tracy Morris is one of the people who decided to make the switch to Jennifer Hudson.
It seems that people have really embraced Luther Vandross' version, but it was never meant to be one singer year after year.
There have been two other singers. Before Luther Vandross, the voice of Teddy Pendergrass graced the song.
That one shining moment.
And the very first version was recorded by the song's writer, David Barrett.
You knew you were alive.
I refer to my version as the Hoosier version.
David Barrett wrote the song after watching Indiana native Larry Bird play one night. Barrett scrawled the lyrics on a restaurant napkin, and when he got home, he wrote the music in 20 minutes. It's been paying dividends for a quarter century. He feels the song remains vital because the singer changes with the generations.
I think a lot of younger folks, they have their singers, and Jennifer is their singer, and she's wonderful.
In case you're not one of the younger folks, Jennifer Hudson was a contestant on American Idol. She parlayed that popularity into an Oscar-winning performance as Effie White in the film Dreamgirls.
I'm not going to say I didn't see Dreamgirls, and Jennifer Hudson was excellent, but it doesn't mean I want Effie being next to Mike Krzyzewski during the NCAA tournament.
That's Chris Chase. He writes for the college basketball blog The Dagger. He's called the song the height of schmaltz, and he worried that Hudson's voice would only intensify that.
Stretches out the songs, and it's just very, very sappy. The song itself, One Shining Moment, is sappy in and of itself. Teddy Pendergrass brought a machismo to it. Now with Jennifer Hudson, it's almost as if CBS has surrendered to the schmaltz.
The segment producer this year is Joe Zappula. He has advice for Chris Chase and anyone apprehensive about the change.
Just listen to it. On Monday night, I don't think there's going to be anybody who's disappointed.
You always get your best.
This is a sneak peek at the Jennifer Hudson version. Joe Zappula knows what this song means to the viewers at home, and even to the players on the court. Zappula took over the production of One Shining Moment back in 2000, when Mateen Cleaves and the Michigan State Spartans won it all. Zappula tells the story of how he was chatting with Cleaves' mother before the game.
And she says to me, Mateen's lifelong dream is to be the last shot in One Shining Moment. I said, I'll tell you what, if Mateen does his job, I'll do mine. So Mateen goes out there. He has the game of his life. He has a shot when he nails his three-pointer, and he goes by our midcourt cameraman, Hulk, and he just gives this look like of defiance. So I put all this into One Shining Moment that year. As soon as my editor, Tom Blair, hits play, I run out to the court, and they're showing One Shining Moment on the big screens all over the arena. And then Mateen sees that he is indeed the last shot of One Shining Moment. Him and Coach Izzo break down crying. Genuine tears. I'm watching this from 7-10 feet away. And professionally, it's just, well, heck, it was something I'll always remember.
One shining.
Tomorrow night, either the Duke Blue Devils or the Butler Bulldogs will have the honor of being frozen in time in the last shot of one shining moment. Phil Harrell, NPR News.